This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Meek. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador took a dig at the U.S. government Sunday, saying the United States has not helped Mexico with coronavirus vaccines. López Obrador thanked India and Russia, which have each sent small amounts of vaccines, and China, whose firms have promised millions of doses. Mexico has seen almost 195,000 deaths and almost 2.2 million cases. The country has approved six vaccines and has so far administered about 4.34 million doses. The White House has rebuffed requests from U.S. allies, including Mexico, Canada, and the European Union, for vaccine doses produced in the United States, where months of production runs have produced vaccines solely for use in the country. Irish health officials have recommended the temporary suspension of the AstraZeneca vaccine. This is after reports of serious blood clotting after inoculations in Norway. Dr. Ronan Glenn, who is Ireland's deputy chief medical officer, said Sunday the recommendation was made after Norway's medicines agency reported four cases of blood clotting in adults after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine. He said that while there was no conclusive link between the vaccine and the cases, Irish health officials are recommending the suspension of the vaccine's rollout as a precaution. Danish, Norwegian, and Icelandic authorities have taken similar precautionary steps. AstraZeneca has said that it would like to offer its reassurance on the safety of its COVID-19 vaccine based on clear scientific evidence. This is VOA News. Myanmar's ruling junta has declared martial law in parts of the country's largest city as security forces killed more protesters in an increasingly lethal crackdown on resistance to last month's military coup. At least 38 people were killed Sunday, and dozens were injured in one of the deadliest days of the crackdown. That's according to an independent group tracking the toll of the violence. Most were in Yangon, where two townships were being placed under martial law. Myanmar has been under a nationwide state of emergency since the coup, but the announcement of martial law suggests more direct military control of security instead of local police. Miami Beach city officials say about 100 people have been arrested and two police officers injured as spring break crowds gathered in the Florida city over the weekend. Miami Beach police said in a tweet that they arrested 30 people Saturday night. On Friday night, a large and boisterous crowd resulted in two Miami Beach police officers being sent to the hospital for treatment. The tweet said the incident involved a large crowd being disorderly and surrounding officers. Police tweeted that they used pepper balls to disperse the group. A spokeswoman for the city told CNN the weekend's arrests included some for the seizure of weapons and drugs. Jury selection continues Monday for a former Minneapolis police officer charged in George Floyd's death, with the process halfway complete after the first week. Seven people have been picked to hear evidence in the trial against Derek Chauvin, who was charged with murder and manslaughter. Attorneys will continue questioning jurors one by one until they get to a total of 14. 12 will deliberate and 2 will alternate. Floyd, the black man, was declared dead on May 25th after Chauvin, who was white, pressed his knee against his neck for about 9 minutes. Floyd's death sparked sometimes violent protests in Minneapolis and beyond and led to a national and international reckoning on racial justice. U.S. President Joe Biden has passed up on an opportunity to join other Democrats calling for the resignation of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The three-term governor is under investigation after multiple allegations of sexual harassment. Asked Sunday by a reporter if Cuomo should resign, Biden responded that he thinks the investigation is underway and we should see what it brings. Biden has not previously spoken publicly about the allegations against Cuomo. Several prominent New York Democrats, including U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, have called on Cuomo to step down. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.